the cop was like, this guy really wants to hurt you. So whatever you do, don't take your normal way home. Don't go straight home, but go home.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Friendship. I'm your host, Steven Lonich, joined today by Jake and Kyle. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steven. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you can make the time for us on your birthday in between your cake and your presents. I'm just so honored to be part of this special day.
It would not be a birthday without you two.
Aww.
Yeah.
Can I ask a serious question?
Sure.
Was that introduction voice a birthday present, or is that just something weird you were doing?
That's my normal voice.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All the other time I'm acting.
Oh, that's the voice that he stole from my World Herald podcast intros.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense now.
I listen to Jake's podcast for sure.
The hello and welcome is specifically trademarked and stolen. So
I'm sure you are the OG of hello and welcome.
Right. I was just going to say the same thing. He's got that on lock. Watch out. Copyright lawsuit.
And today we are talking about introductions to podcasts. No, we are talking about a story that even I don't know the ending to. So kind of we're listening together, you and me, the listeners. It's about Nerf guns, car chases, and the police. It does not involve me. It's Jake and Kyle's story. So I'll let them take it from here. Gentlemen, you have the floor.
All right. I would just like to start off by saying that this story happened 10 years ago.
Almost to the day. Like,
yeah,
it's such an old story that we haven't even given any thought to in a very long time.
So we are probably going to contradict each other on some details. I just would also like to add that, yeah, this story happened when we were 18. So,
right.
And I want to say, if you're a listener trying to decide who's right, Jake's memory is atrocious. So I would trust Kyle in any disputes.
Yeah, when in doubt, go with me because I'm the truth. I guess we can set the scene first. It was, you said we're 18, probably is about right as far as age goes. You know, that age is tough because you can't drink legally. There's not really a whole lot going on in town when you live in a town like Omaha, Nebraska. So Steven mentioned Nerf guns. We got really, really bored one night. It was summer of, I guess, 2010 it would be. Or one of our mutual friends, Brandon Smith, had a battery-operated Nerf gun, and we thought that it'd be a really great idea to take that Nerf gun and apply it to a night where absolutely nothing was going on.
Real-life settings, not just target practice. So we went to Walmart, and we got a whole bunch of darts, as one does on a
Friday night. We spent like $30 on Nerf darts.
Like, how many does that get you? Is that like 10 darts, or not 10, was that like 50 darts or 500 darts? Or
it was probably like 200 range. Like, yeah, it was a ridiculous amount.
I think we got 200 packs or something.
Oh, you know what? I actually remembered there's two times that we did this. This was the second time that we actually did this because we did it one time and it was so much fun. We were like, we got to do it again, like 2 weeks later.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, and so that's what lulled us into making this be just a terrible disaster. We decided to drive my car around town once we got the Nerf gun all set up, and this was like it wasn't just a regular, like, little pump-action Nerf dart gun. It was a battery-operated, like, semi-automatic.
It had a
borderline assault weapon, but with foam darts. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, you didn't have to reload it after every single dart. Like, you could get 10 or 15 in it.
Yeah, it was like full rounds of like Nerf dart action. It was pretty ridiculous.
this podcast brought again, to you by Nerf.
Right. And again, this was over 10 years ago, so like all the gun control stuff wasn't what it is now. We'd definitely be going to jail these days if this happened to us now, but that's beside the point.
Here, and we should also mention we decided to take Kyle's car. It was a very old Ford Focus.
2000.
Reliable car.
This one wasn't, though. This was the lemon of lemons. Like, oh, and when what I think Jake's about to get to is I had popped one of my tires very recently, so I had a donut on one of those wheels. So I was riding on 3.5 tires And yeah, we decided to take my car. I don't remember why. I think, Jake, were you driving the Explorer at the time?
Probably.
And that was on its last legs, and so we didn't decide to take your car, or you were just being too cheap about gas or something. I don't know.
I think you were driving that night, because I think I met at your house, and then we went over to Brandon's or something.
Okay.
Either way, so we take Kyle's car, and like Kyle said, the gun control stuff wasn't an issue. Like, we drove by a movie theater, and there were people that had just gotten out of a movie, and, you know, we
sprayed them with Nerf darts.
Yeah.
Like,
a whole bunch of
absolutely sprayed them. And, like, yeah, we'd go to bars, anywhere where people were just about to just, like, walk out into the parking lot and just pelt them with Nerf darts. And so, just the fact that it didn't even cross our minds that this could have been misconstrued. It probably crossed our minds, but could have been misconstrued. And it helps that the gun was like neon blue and orange, so it didn't look like, you know, you were sticking a barrel of something very dangerous out of the window. But
and it was also pretty dark out by this point.
Yeah, we definitely like 10 o'clock waited until it was like dusk.
Okay, so people probably can't see the colors. They just see this gun out a window.
I mean, as Nerf will let you know in an email after this podcast airs, once they start sponsoring you for future episodes, their
products are
pretty bright. Honestly, okay. Yeah.
So you doubt anyone was confused, like, uh-oh, this is a real shooting.
The people at the bars were pissed because they were obviously shit-faced when they walked out of their venues, so they didn't know what was going on, and honestly, that was the best part, was them turning around and being like, what the fuck is actually happening?
The confused looks, those were my favorite. Just the people that said, what the fuck? Like, the people outside the movie theater, that it was still kind of light out at that point, and they were just, I just remember them just being like, what just happened? Why? Well,
and the best part was there was a crowd of like 30 people outside of rave. So it was just like you had to purposely miss to not hit anybody in that crowd. But
did you spill any drinks? Another,
I don't think so.
Oh, that would have been good. Just hit someone's drink out of their hand.
So here's where we get in trouble. We should probably get to that point.
Right.
We were doing the thing where it's like, okay, you pull up at a stoplight next to someone and you wait for the light to turn green and then you shoot at them.
Mm-hmm.
Or
pop right, their window or whatever.
Yeah, open car window, make it in the car. So
we were trying to escalate it because we were getting bored at that point.
After a little bit, we noticed this car following us. We're like, okay, let's hop on 680. We'll lose them. And they've been following us for probably 5 minutes at this point.
They were like tailgating it. And this was one of the cars that we had popped like their window. It wasn't even an open window. It just bounced off and we thought, oh, no big deal, whatever.
How do you know that they're following you and not coincidentally going the same direction? Did something trigger your mind? They were like,
they were like 6 inches off my bumper for a good while. And like, it had been like 10 straight minutes of just like, we purposely started making, like, you know how they say, like, you take 3 turns in the same direction, and if they're still behind you, you're being followed, basically was the rule that we came through. And so that's when, like Jake was saying, we decided to hop on the interstate because we were like, well, what are the odds that they're going to just follow us on the interstate for 10 miles? And
I was also in the back seat, so I was watching this driver, and I could tell that he was intently focused on us, and there was a woman in the passenger seat. And once we got on 680, we were like, we should probably call the police because this guy is following us.
We waited to call the police until after the dude pulled up next to us while we're driving. I'm again donut on a little Ford Focus going 80 plus miles an hour on the interstate trying to lose this guy. I'm zigging lanes. I'm doing whatever I can to try and get distance and cars between us. Because it wasn't just you or in Brandon in the car, it was my friend Molly in the car too. So I had 3 people in the least safe car that I was responsible for at this point. And this guy had pulled up to the side of us, and he made like a throat slashing motion at us because he was visibly upset, like, gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, our friend Brandon is on the phone with the police, and we're telling the police that, like, oh, this guy just throat slashed us. I think he did some other gesture that we were like, whoa.
It was clear he was like borderline trying to run us off the road at certain points, if I remember correctly, or my car was just trying to take itself off the road either way.
So the police told us to park in the Bucky's parking lot on 13th. And so the guy, of course, follows us in there, and the police were there like as soon as we pulled in there.
Yeah. They timed it up to intercept both us and the cops. The other guy.
So they go up to this person's car first, and they're over there for a good like 5 minutes. We're freaking out, like, okay, shove the Nerf gun under the seat. Like, don't let him see anything. Are all the darts under the seat? Are there any darts anywhere?
Played dumb, got so, all the trash, like everything, just shoved it all under the car seats as much as we could, as fast as we could.
We are innocent little angels, officers. So police come over to our car, and they say, they said you threw something in their car window, and you hit
threw trash at his wife or whatever is what the guy was saying.
You hit his girlfriend or wife, and we're just like, no, we had no
he's got the wrong guy.
Yeah,
he got the wrong focus with a donut on. Like, that's it. Like, and the cop was clearly just like, I don't give a shit at all.
He knew something was going on, but there was also like nothing.
There wasn't really any proof, and what ended up happening was we got away with it. Nobody was charged, and they basically gave us like a 10-minute head start to just get home and get the night over with, because the cop was like, this guy really wants to hurt you, like really wants cause you harm. So whatever you do, don't take your normal way home. Don't go straight home, but go home. Like, basically, like, in case this guy is following you again or whatever, like, just stop whatever is going on here. Just stop it, because it's gone too far.
So, do they have the Nerf? I'm not sure what you call them.
It went off their window. So
yeah,
because it actually rolled up on
their car. Yeah, it didn't touch anybody. It just popped off their window or whatever.
So this guy is ready to kill you over a he probably doesn't know what it is, but over this little plastic thing bouncing off his window.
You literally, like, and we went from, like, around Westroads Mall. I mean, Steven, we drove for probably 20 miles before we even called the cops. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, we started heading out towards Elkhorn. We came back, and then we ended up downtown off 13th, right off the interstate. Like, it was, like, we genuinely thought we might die. And it was either going to be my car or this guy killing us, one of the two.
I got to wonder what his wife, I want his wife on this show. Hopefully he hears this or she hears this, because I want to know what she was saying this whole time. She was like, you got to get him. There was trash in our window. Or she was like, please
stop. Still mad, or we re-triggered somebody.
He's still driving around to this day looking for this car that has 3.5 wheels.
Yeah, you pull its junkyard so he can have it.
Yeah, based on the hate mail you're going to receive, this will be my second and last appearance on this podcast.
I don't know that you have any more stories, Jake. Like, even if there wasn't hate mail.
Ouch. Yeah, that's fair. Two stories, yeah.
I think you have two stories. One's me, too. One's my story that you were a part of.
So he has one and a half stories.
Yeah, you have one and a half stories.
Two half stories, because I was driving.
Yeah. And you're like, there's four people in the car.
Both of my appearances do involve car chases, so.
Yeah. So you got to get car chase in order to.
I'm nothing if not consistent.
Fair enough.
But Kyle,
and that's why we make Jake drive everywhere these days.
We'll have a whole season of Kyle eventually.
Well, his memory is better than mine.
Oof. I don't know about that.
Kyle, besides the obvious, like, we're not doing this shit ever again, what was your main takeaway from that night?
Well, since it wasn't the first night of nerfing, my takeaway was, holy shit, this stuff is expensive. because, you know, that's the main takeaway here. But the second one would be to stop shooting Nerf darts at people's cars, because crazy shit will happen. I mean, that's the obvious answer, but I genuinely thought I might kill three of my friends that night. So I was like white knuckled all the way home. Like, the fact that we got out of that was without anything bad happening at all, other than like half a tank of gas wasted. Other than that, like,
what'd you do when you got home? Did you, like, were you peering out the window, seeing if he was out there? Did you just go right to bed?
Definitely, because I basically just ran around town dropping everybody off at home. So by that time, like, I mean, it took me probably 30 minutes to get everybody where they needed to go. So by that time I was just exhausted, sneaking into my parents' house at probably 1 o'clock in the morning. Like everyone was asleep, so I could kind of just be alone with my thoughts when I got home. And it just like, I was just like that classic, like laying on your bed, like, did this really happen? Oh my God, I almost killed people. And who knows? Like we got super lucky and that's it.
Did you tell your parents, either of you?
No.
Did you both live at home? Kyle does, but Jake, did you live at home at this point?
Yeah, I was still living at home. It was right after senior year of high school. And
okay.
I'm pretty sure I just came home and my parents were like, did you have fun? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, and Jake comes from a house where if he told his mom he was eating chicken wings, she was like, oh my God, Jake, those are so bad for you. So you can only imagine a car chase story like this. But I probably told my parents, but it would have been after I moved out for sure, because I probably would have definitely been grounded or at least gotten my keys taken away or something.
So theoretically, this is the first time, possibly for Kyle, but for sure with Jake, that your parents could be hearing this story.
Yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
I'm going to get them on the next show. I want their reactions. I want to hear what they have to say about their kids being hooligans.
That could be the second season of this show, actually, is you just have the parents from all of these stories. And whether they're hearing it the first time or not, you can get their perspective on it and see if any punishments were doled out or who's got the cool parents that would have bought everybody beer back in high school or what.
Steven, I think you need to stop picking on West Side kids, though, and having them tell their hooligan stories.
They're the ones that had the most hooligan stories.
That is very true.
It's West Side.
Yeah.
Steven, we didn't tell you the ending to the story. We just told you the key elements of it. Did we overhype it? Did we undersell it?
I think you had it. Questions?
I think the porridge was just right because, I mean, you told me the police were involved, there was a car chase and all that. I did not expect that your life was on the line at any point in this.
And I'm really not like hyping that part up. I genuinely thought that.
Oh, I believe you. I've had my wife like, flip off a guy before who wasn't even the right guy to. I got cut off, which I just kind of let it go, whatever.
Right.
She reached out and flipped off a car. It was the wrong car. And this guy and pulls up next to me. And I'm not kidding when I say this guy was a skinhead. He had all of the tattoos on himself that would indicate he was a skinhead.
Fair. It said, I am a skinhead.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Across his forehead.
But
he had a bumper sticker.
He's so mad. His veins are popping out. He is screaming at us, flipping us off. And I just point at my wife, then girlfriend, and say, it was her. I
just sell her down
the I'm not a part of this.
Oh my God.
And I just kind of slow down and go the opposite way as him. But yeah, like, would he have run me off the road if I would have retaliated and flipped him off or something again? Probably. So people get crazy when they're driving, for sure.
Right.
Including my wife. I was only dating her for a little while at that point. It was a few months in, I'm like, this isn't worth her at this point. She can.
Yeah. There's no way I could marry this person. Yeah, I care more about her than I do right now.
She can suffer the consequences of her actions. And that's
right.
That's what I was
what that's was her feminism. Reaction to you selling her out?
Initially, she was just scared because this guy was screaming at us and, you know, we were worried that he was going to murder us. And then I explained to her, she flipped off the wrong car. She's like, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. The other car is up there. Why would the car next to me didn't cut me off? That doesn't make any sense. Why'd you flip
right. off?
How did this even happen? I don't understand.
Just white hot rage, man.
Yeah.
Can't control it.
You know, it could have gone a different direction. I could have escalated and see what happened, but no, I chose to be the bigger man and just say, hey, your problem's with her.
Wasn't me, yeah. This is her address. Go find her. Yeah.
I'm going to drop her off on the side of the road, actually, see if you guys can tell your problems.
Oh, man. Well, is there anything we missed? Any further questions or anything? I think we got it all.
I don't think I have any other questions. You guys said you're not going to do it again. We'll see. It's been 10 years. You're not out of the woods.
Yeah.
It could happen again. Now it's fresh in your minds. Who knows?
Could relapse at any moment. You never know. Quarantine gets to us all.
Yeah, we got to go get a Nerf gun and
Yeah, we could get Steven on this gopher part three.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I'm sure, knowing me, something will happen.
We can go in Jake's car. It's a lot faster than mine was.
That's a horrible idea. We're not doing that.
It's a lease.
So. We probably shouldn't do the Buick LaCrosse either.
I don't know. That might be a little perfect for the unassuming nature.
Yeah, like, oh, you're not a grandma. Interesting. All right. Well,
yeah, the first, it's the shock value of, yeah, like some near 30-year-olds leaning out and being like, hey.
Oh, don't say near 30-year-olds. Oh, man.
Oh, Kyle, yeah.
Come on. Well, don't.
I'm the youngest one here, so I can say it without hurting my feelings too badly.
And if we do it now, we'd be wearing masks.
True.
Ooh. Yeah, we'd look. It'd be the one time where you have a Nerf gun and a mask on and you don't look like you're going to rob somebody. You actually fit in.
People will applaud you for being socially acceptable.
Yeah, and we're socially distancing because the car is going to be at least 6 feet away from the person we're nerfing to death.
To death? All right. Well.
Hey, like I said, we got to escalate it. We got to keep escalating it. That's how this works. That's how sequels do well, is they just take the action up. Have you seen John Wick 2 and 3? It just gets more ridiculous as you go.
On that note.
Yep, Kyle giving away his plans to murder someone with a Nerf gun. thank you, everybody, for listening. Please give us a rating. Subscribe. Follow us on Facebook. All that jazz. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us, Steven.
Thanks, Steven.
Very well.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay, the show's over now.